Yes, yes, yes. On a Friday, Siles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m., followed by the Drive Guys, Whitey Gleason, Kyle Draper, Simone behind the glass today, taking you up to your holiday weekend. Very interesting setup with the holidays this year because you have Christmas on a Monday, and I believe New Year's is on a Monday, too.
Yep.
Right? So
yes, New Year's Day is on a Monday.
New Year's Day. So I think if you are certain companies, this helps you, right? Because when Christmas or New Year's, maybe not New Year's, but Christmas is on a random Wednesday. All right, just take all three off. But this actually helps a lot of companies, I feel like, because they can just give you Monday off and luckily, we won't be back until Wednesday, but I'm sure certain companies are saying, tough break.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how it could have been better. Like, is there a way you could have maybe finessed a...
Definitely Christmas on a Thursday
on
would have been
Thursday,
good.
Right.
Because then you have Christmas Eve. You're probably going to get off Christmas Eve. And then are you really going to have people come in on that Friday,
right,
the day after? So you would probably get
Wednesday through Sunday.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's not bad. And then you get all the festivities out of the way, like on that Thursday, Friday block, and then like it's true weekend. I don't know, man. I'm still contesting. Just in general, we need a 3-day weekend. Can we make this happen? I feel like every year, I feel like there's studies that are
in
Europe, and it's like, oh my gosh, turns out
they
the productivity
care.
Is actually increased and happiness is increased, and we're still going to stay at the 5-day work week. And,
it
doesn't
care.
Matter. Sorry. Tough break.
Yeah, we're going.
There's no way.
Backwards. I know there are a lot of companies now. I mean, we're a couple years removed from the pandemic, and now companies are, you got to come back in.
Oh,
and, a lot of things.
Morale.
I know.
Wow, we want faces.
Well, one of my old jobs, we used to have, what was it, like sabbatical Friday or something? We had every Friday off, right? This was when we had every Friday off. It was called Summer Fridays. We would have every Friday off, right? Then the next year, it turned into no meetings on Fridays. Then the next year, it's just called
Friday.
Hey, it's quiet time, but if you have to have a meeting, it was just a normal work day. So I feel like tech companies and a lot of these places have kind of gone up and down and up and down, and now it's get to work. Get to work. And hopefully the Kings get to work tonight against the Suns as they take on KD and D Book. I know a lot of people are high on Devin Booker, and obviously Kevin Durant is one of the greats. He is a legend, so we will be breaking that down. Also, we have Double Trouble, so we might do a Double Dog segment because also we have the back-to-back, and I'm telling you, for Christmas, I think Kings fans will get a W. I don't know about tonight, but I feel good about the Kings finally overcoming their back-to-back issue and beating the T-Wolves tomorrow night. So we will break down Kings T-Wolves as well. The T-Wolves are in the midst of a back-to-back, or I think just finished a back-to-back, and now are traveling today, and then will be in Sacramento tomorrow. So even though it's not a back-to-back, they've done a lot of traveling as well. So we'll talk about that. Dodgers sign Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And a lot of questions about whether that's good for baseball or not. Chris and I will give our takes on that. The Pistons lose again. I actually had on that game.
Does this belong in the highlights these days? The Pistons losing again?
I mean,
It's just another normal day.
It's another normal day. On a day like today, we're going to discuss if the Pistons will ever win again.
Yeah.
Monty, will they ever win again?
The Kings are getting close to playing the Pistons, too. So I'm hoping that they can get that win before that game.
Well, that's what everybody is saying now. Now it's a thing because nobody wants to be the team that they beat.
Barry Bonds' record-breaking home run.
Exactly.
Just no pitcher
wants to give it up. Nobody wants to be the team that loses to the Pistons. Because last night, you didn't have Lauri Markkanen. You didn't have Jordan Clarkson. You didn't have a lot of guys. So you really felt like this could have happened. And I watched, man. It's bad ball. I'm not going to disrespect them and say, a college team could beat them, or a G League team. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe a G League team could. Not college, but
they're a glorified G League team.
Not college, but the G League Ignite. Can we get Kevin Dana? I'll see what Kevin Dana did. Kevin, have you seen anybody during? They just did a showcase, I think, in Orlando.
Yeah, no, they're still
Kevin,
doing it.
Any teams down there do you think could beat the Detroit Pistons? Or should
the Mad Ants are really good this year.
I mean,
year,
you look at the Mad Ants and a couple of these teams. So we'll discuss that. Ja Morant. The Grizzlies are now 2-0 since Ja Morant's return. We have sound from T. Morant. Okay, T. Morant's a guy who's gotten a lot of criticism. I've actually said, hey, I haven't really heard him talk about the conversation and talk about the situation. We have sound from T. Morant where he discusses how he feels about Ja and whether or not things have changed for Ja Morant. We'll talk Niners, Ravens. The Niners favored by 5.5.
Are they really?
Disrespectful. Oof. To the Ravens. The Ravens have lost some guys, but they continue to power through. We know they have that defense. And, of course, the question that comes up so often in life, does size matter? Becky Hammon saying that Jalen Brunson can't be the 1A guy on a championship team, which is a conversation that we've had a lot.
Yeah.
But I want to take this a step further and ask the question, if a Davion Mitchell went ninth, right, and I looked up Darius Garland went fifth in his draft, at this point, if we're looking at the history of these draft picks, unless you feel like they're just a complementary piece, or you think they're going to be the first under 6'2
they're going to be Allen Iverson 2.0,
who did not win a championship, got to a finals, right? Why would you draft in the lottery anybody under 6'3?
6'3, right.
Why?
I really don't know. I mean,
it's
yeah,
crazy.
No,
I never really
especially
thought about
in the top
like
10.
That.
Yeah, it's kind of like the running back position almost, where it's like just wait, because even if that guy's, even if you think he's going to be better than what maybe most at that size would be or that position would be, it's just value wise, you're probably not going to get what you're expecting unless, like you said, that guy's special. I mean, even a guy like Steph is, you know, probably borderline 6'3" and. He had his health issues too, where he really almost was out of the league, and even his size, you know, when it came to finishing at the rim was in question. So yeah, I mean it's definitely something that I think is going to become more and more prevalent. Is should you take guys who are small in an increasingly big league? Like I mean, how many times do we talk about the Kings not having the necessary size, or you know the teams like the Giannis that have the Giannises and have the Anthony Davises of
Chet
the world,
Holmgren.
Chet Holmgrens of the world.
It's
that's
Darwinism.
Where this league is
I mean,
going.
It's Darwinism,
yeah,
right?
Survival of the fittest.
It really is, because we talked about, was it Kevin Durant who the Kings will see tonight? Was it Kevin Durant who started this unicorn wave, but now all of a sudden, hey, just because you're 7 foot, if you can dribble a basketball, why not, right? Yeah. So I think it is a crazy conversation and an interesting one, because the game has evolved so much, but also has it. If the only people we can pull from being the best player on their team on a championship roster is Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas under 6'3", has the game actually changed?
Ever, yeah. Or are there just some anomalies?
Or are there just some anomalies in the Allen Iversons of the world who had to drag his team to a finals and ultimately lost to Kobe Bryant, RIP. So
gentlemen sweep.
We will discuss all of that. And because it is the holiday season, we're going to have some fun. NBA 2K ratings.
Oh, my gosh.
So too much has been given, much will be taken away. Tyrese Halliburton get a lot of pub, and now we're starting to see some of that hate. Both teams, the Lakers and the Pacers, have struggled since the in-season tournament final. Halliburton has not played great. I think he's averaging 16 or something like that in the game since the in-season tournament, and his 2K ratings went up. Now, I'm not even a gamer, but the fact that this is upsetting people is funny to me.
It's hilarious.
So we're definitely going to talk about that as well. And lastly, last but not least, do the other Spurs, am I just tinfoil hatting it here on a Friday fun day, do they hate Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Because some of these plays, they're bad, like Chris.
Yeah, they're really bad.
They're bad.
They're starting to go viral, too.
They're going viral for the wrong. Sohan, there's DJ Khaled memes of dribbling a basketball, and they are actively avoiding Wembanyama. Is it possible?
It's hard to do. He's a large man.
Is it possible that this is on purpose? Is it possible?
I think that's the only explanation, actually.
We
out
here
cooking.
Because he's
too big to just ignore.
Right. We out here cooking. He's going to get his.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Greg Popovich has to say something, guys.
There's a lot of Greg Popovich smoke.
Nobody's here. You got to talk to the rest of the Spurs like you talk to refs. Guys, nobody's here to see you. I feel like the Temptations. Nobody's here to see you, Otis.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody's here to see you, Sohan.
Yeah.
So pass the rock.
Yeah.
Okay? Pass the rock. All right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we have the sound from T. Morant. And can the Grizzlies actually pull this off? The Kings play the Grizzlies on New Year's Eve. Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports. Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m., taking you into your holiday weekend. Yeah, you know, Dave was asking us about food, right? And the thing is, I'm just so big on, you know, the big thing for Thanksgiving was the fact that I not only did the normal ham and the turkey and everything else, we had some beef as well. And you were saying, oh, that's we had the tri-tip.
Yeah.
And you were saying, oh, that's pretty interesting.
It's next level.
So honestly, I didn't want to say it, but honestly, we would go tri-tip again on Christmas.
That's fine.
On Christmas. But as
like
you know,
a month removed.
As you get older, right? I think a lot of times, and first of all, it's hard to remember everything that you do. As you get older, I think most of the time, we don't do both. So Christmas Eve, like I said, we'll do all the fish, the salmon, the fried fish. My mom does it, you know, the Panamanian fried fish, the shrimp, all that. And then on Christmas, I think it just changes, right? I don't know that we've ever done pizza, but maybe we just go out for Christmas brunch.
Okay.
Maybe we do something like that. So your Christmas Eve tamales, mm-hmm. and then Christmas leftovers, or you know, P.F. Chang's, what you got?
Well, recently, like back in the day when I was, you know, living with my parents and stuff, it would be Christmas Eve with my mom's side of the family. Christmas Day, my dad's side of the family would come into town. They're all from, you know, scattered throughout, you know, Fairfield, Vallejo, Tracy, all that stuff.
Shout out
all those places. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, normally it would be like two separate meals. We'd have tons of tamales left over from Eve and then Christmas Day. Usually grandma would do a ham, maybe a chili or something.
That's
like
a classic.
That. Super classic. Nothing special, though. Like, Christmas is just really day for watching. Basketball is definitely going to be on
football all
day. Now football is going to be on. And then just kind of one of those things where everybody's enjoying each other's company. And then come 2 or 3 o'clock, kids start to get antsy. And by kids, I mean me and my sister start to get antsy and say, all right, can we open gifts now? Like,
wait. You're not opening gifts until
Whoa.
2?
So, like,
when
we have, like,
older.
The immediate family. Like,
okay.
my parents, my sister are opening gifts in the morning. But
okay.
then, like,
gotcha.
Once everybody comes together.
I was
that's
like, whoa.
No,
I was very impatient as a child waiting for those gifts.
There you go.
Aw, did you, like, wake people up and you're like, come on, guys, it's time to.
I did.
No, I slept outside my parents' room because I was like, I know what's going on here, okay, and I'm gonna get this alarm tripped.
Well, so now that we're here, because obviously I got the baby,
no secrets
and we have,
hold on, we're broadcasting. Just
no, I'm trying to figure out right because I don't know what I'm gonna do with her and the whole Santa thing. Because my mom
be
was
careful.
The type
don't,
of person.
Don't be ruining this for people.
Well, that Santa.
You're a mean one.
No, what?
I'm just
kidding,
brother. You never know.
Okay, fine.
Come on.
All
now.
I'll say is this. My mother told me, straight up, like Travis Scott,
straight up,
mother told me, hey, this is my hard-earned money.
Yeah.
Santa ain't getting.
Lies.
Santa is not getting the, what are you talking about?
I just mean you're throwing propaganda out there.
Santa doesn't exist.
Okay.
I'm saying.
That's just, it
I'm
sounds
not saying
like,
that.
Hey,
I'm
man,
not saying
I'm
that.
Just,
I'm saying my
looking
mother.
Looking for your daughter to have a Merry Christmas, like I said.
She
you know?
Will.
Okay.
My mother told me, hey, Santa is not going to get. All the kudos for what I did.
Gotcha.
So I think, and it was, I mean, maybe when I was a kid, but it did not last very long.
Ooh, I shook it a long time ago.
I
realized the childhood home I grew up in didn't have a chimney. I was like, something's not right. You guys
math
are playing me.
You're like, where?
This isn't real.
Yeah. So man. It seems like you rocked
what
it until. Oh, even still.
I don't even know what
And still,
I
to just, this day.
Hey, man, I just, you know, I'm just here for the spirit.
To this day. Hey, and you know what? Why not? I'm big on the Tooth Fairy. I get down to the Tooth Fairy. Cash me out.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person.
We're all part of the same miracle.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Cash me out. Got no beef with the Tooth Fairy at all. You know,
I don't think anyone's got beef.
You know what I never understood, though, with the Tooth Fairy? No, some people got beef with the Tooth Fairy. You know, hey, man.
Sometimes you get coins.
Yeah, some people are upset about the dollar figures. Yeah. It's like beggars can't be choosers, man. They're like, oh, like, you know, this is my front tooth here, and you're telling me it's $5? No, it's just, you know.
Oh, you're saying.
Yeah, some people feel like different teeth are worth, have different value.
I didn't know that. I never paid attention.
It was a big controversy.
Canine's got to hit you about 10.
Yeah.
That was a strong canine.
I didn't believe in it, but, you know.
That's a strong canine.
My sister
been at least 15.
Was quite the child lawyer.
I feel like I'm at play it against sports. What is it? The best I can do for you.
Pawn Stars? Yeah.
Best I can do for you is $7.
Yeah, I can do $8.
There you go. Speaking of family, T. Morant was on Sirius XM NBA.
A lot of coal in the Morant house.
Yes. Possibly on NBA Today. And he had this to say when asked about Ja and who Ja is and whether he's changed or not.
Suggestions.
Yeah, he's actually downstairs right now playing with his daughter.
Oh, yes. Nice. All right. So that's good. And hopefully listening to the interview. But did he make any changes in regards to the people in his inner circle, or is it the same inner circle?
We got the same circle. Yeah.
Not great.
To hear that. Yeah.
Not great.
No, I mean, I we talked about it the other day. Like, to me, that's the thing that John needs to change first and foremost. Like, I mean, yes, like the act in which got him in trouble in the first place wasn't ideal, but to me it was more just symbolic of the fact that the dude just doesn't have the right people in his ear. And frankly, I think it kind of starts with his dad. If you hear that interview on Sirius XM, like he really doesn't apologize ever or say, like, have any sort of admission of guilt or say anything about Ja learning anything through this experience. It's all super defensive. And makes it sound like they still feel like they were wronged, which is a different conversation. And it really just feels like no lessons were learned. And if his inner circle hasn't changed, to me, that tells me that nothing has really changed with Ja either. Because, again, I think that he just needs better people in his ear. And I think he just kind of needs someone to tell him what's really important and what to focus on. And just don't, first and most importantly, don't stop messing up this money.
Yeah. That's that earlier on, and it was a weird cut. We were trying to figure out what was the best piece to cut. He also goes on to say, T. Morant does, that he's there to win championships. Ja Morant is, and the whole face of the NBA thing. He's asked, do you think Ja wants to be, you know, face of the NBA or could be? He says, he's there to win championships. The whole face of the NBA thing is up to somebody's opinion, which he's not necessarily wrong right there, but you can put yourself in positions. And maybe, do you like the money that's coming in from Nike and everything like that? When you look at the different endorsements he has, that's part of being face of the NBA versus an opinionated thing, right? Because obviously there's no measurement for that. And then he also says earlier on in the cut that we played, he goes on and he says he's asked whether Ja is trying to be a gangster or whatever he is. And he basically says Ja is going to be, it's just very vanilla, the whole thing. Ja is going to be a respectful guy. And then he obviously throws out the father-daughter thing. And that's how the clip started with T saying that Ja is currently playing with his daughter right now. That's the thing. I don't think Ja is a bad dad.
No.
I don't think that Ja, I think that family is close. The problem is, we all got family members that don't necessarily make you better, right? I mean, everybody loves your family, but that doesn't mean they're actively helping you.
Yeah.
How many stories have we seen from broke athletes and superstars who said, well, these cousins came out of nowhere and they wanted this and they wanted that. And I'm not saying T. Morant has his hand out, but I'm saying from what we've heard, and go ahead and listen to the rest of the interviews for NBA Today and on Sirius XM on NBA, basically it just sounds like you said, they're finding a way to still be a victim.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody, you weren't
wronged. Accountability. Yeah.
No accountability. Two times.
He actually
says
there's been faces of the NBA who have done far worse, which please provide examples. Please provide examples. Because I have no idea what he's referring to. And again, like, even... And that is also a prime example of a whataboutism also, where it's like, okay, wait, you're saying I did something back. Well, what about this? Well, that's like, okay, sure. Two things can be true at the same time, even if what you're saying
is true. It's a whataboutism.
Yeah, totally. I mean, absolutely. It's incredibly, I mean, I guess I don't really care. Like, this is Jaws Live. He's not, you know, part of the Sacramento Kings. I guess, you know, it doesn't affect my life, but it's just really frustrating to see because, again, this is a kid who had face of the league right in front of him, was about to have a signature shoe drop the week that all of the – or I think it dropped the week before all of this stuff happened. He was on a fast track to being the face of the NBA, and I don't know. I just don't think it's – I won't say I don't think it's going to happen because clearly we showed the other day there's still tons of love and support for Ja. It's just – it makes me always wonder – if something like when's the other shoe going to drop? When is another incident going to happen? Because again, if you're just patching the problem, he's 24 years old. He has so much NBA career left. It just makes me nervous for what's going to happen maybe later in his life when his circle does get even smaller and he has still the wrong people around. It just, I don't feel like the actual issue has been addressed. And when it hasn't been addressed, I just feel like it's going to happen again.
We'll see. We'll see. They are 2-0 since Ja Morant's return. Like we said, they play the Kings on New Year's Eve. They are, 8-19 now? The question is, do you think that they can pull this off? I don't know. Pull what off, right? Could they get into the play-in? They're 9-19 now. I got a question for you that you can answer after we get back from the break. And the question is, you can think about it during the break. Bigger fumble. Fernando Tatis Jr. or Ja Morant? Don't answer now. Answer when we get back, Chris Watkins. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Kings take on the Suns tonight. Also take on the Timberwolves. We are getting called out on our Sack Chat that we are ruining Christmas, or I would say more specifically, I never said.
Me too, I guess.
I never said that.
I didn't either. I just said I don't have a chimney.
Yeah, I said my mom. I said my mom told me what gifts came from her. That's all I said. And, yeah, and personally.
That's true.
I'm a night owl. I stayed up all night. One night. But that's just one house. They could have had a deal. They could have worked something out, all right? Hey, you handle this, I handle that. So if you're listening in the car right now to all the kiddos.
It's too late.
Santa's on his way.
I tried to tell you.
Santa's on his way. Shout out,
I got
Ray.
A GPS. Find your iPhone. He's coming.
Well, that's the thing. Nate's got us playing these random games. I thought we were going to have to name the reindeer or something like that.
I totally thought it was going to be a holiday.
You know, Hans Zimmer and a bunch of different random stuff. I was not prepared for what was going on. Chris, I asked you a question.
Yes.
Before the break, bigger fumble, Ja Morant or Fernando Tatis Jr.? I have my answer, but I'm curious what yours is.
I think it's Tatis, easy. I don't think Ja's really been hurt that bad in terms of his public perception. I think, you know, maybe some adults or people who, you know, maybe like the 35 and over crowd might be completely sworn off him, but I think Ja just kind of really did have a pretty tight stranglehold on the younger basketball watching audience. Like he's one of the young faces of the NBA. And I think a lot of kids will, you know, just continue to be fans of him regardless of, you know, all the extracurricular stuff. You can maybe even argue in a weird way, like that stuff makes him even more popular with a certain group of kids, like for sure. And Tatis he had it all. Like they were ready to make him the fun face of baseball. And now, because baseball has this twisted history with PEDs, baseball can't back him. Like NBA can at least maybe try and turn this into a rehabilitation story and redemption story and try and, you know, turn this into a bright positive, I'm hoping it does last, but even if it doesn't last, they can sell it as that for the time being.
Yeah.
Baseball's in way too sticky of waters where, especially everything that's going on with the Hall of Fame and the will he, should he get in, well, he should, but he shouldn't. baseball can't be in a situation where they promote a guy who just got suspended for PEDs. Like, yeah. they just have to stay away from it. And it's a shame because Tatis is really everything that you would want to promote for modern-day baseball. Like, he's so fun. He's a great hitter. He's got ties to the past as well with his dad, and his dad having that magical, what is it, 3-home run right, inning or whatever. Right. Like, it really was a perfect model to have for the future of baseball. And, yeah, he fumbled that bag completely because, yeah, even when he played last year, I didn't hear anything. And granted, no. You know, the Padres weren't setting the world on fire last year, but you didn't really hear anything about Fernando Tatis from the getting out. You didn't see, you know, you would see tons of the House of Highlights, the Bleacher Report, Instagram videos of Tatis making fun plays beforehand, but you saw none of that last year.
Yeah, the answer is Tatis, and I don't think it's particularly close, simply because it's harder to come by in baseball, right? I mean, we talk about how baseball is so athletic right now and all the young studs that they have, but baseball has a problem marketing their players or trying to do a better job each and every day, but it hasn't happened yet, and they finally felt like they got one with Fernando Tatis Jr. I think he'll be back, right? Like, to your point, the Padres have to be good. I think they definitely have to be good in order to help that happen. But yeah, I would say it's definitely Fernando Tatis Jr. It doesn't even feel like when Fernando Tatis played, when he came back, whatever day that was he returned, there were not a bunch of NBA stars, past, present, and future, on social media saying, that's right,
didn't see any
back.
Derek Jeter tweets or anything
Mike Trout
wasn't like, oh, yeah.
My man's is back.
No. Didn't see any of that.
Nothing like that. Well, speaking of baseball, the Dodgers do it again. They signed.
Lost in the playoffs?
Well, hopefully. Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Yes. You're reading the future now. You're reading the future now. As the Dodgers sign Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the star Japanese pitcher, and together the Dodgers have spent or will spend over $1 billion on two players. Mm. Two players. They still got Mookie. They still got Freddie Freeman. Mm. They still have a laundry list of stars on that team. And I saw, especially being in Giantsville, I already saw all the posts and tweets and everything. This is bad for baseball. You need a salary cap. You need this. You need that. And, you know, I actually don't think it is bad for baseball. I think the contrary. I think it could be good for baseball to have someone for everybody to hate. Okay, the Yankees, they can't figure it out. I don't think we hate the Yankees right now because the Yankees haven't been very good. All right, I remember in the late 90s and early 2000s with Derek Jeter, every year you would watch hoping that these guys would lose because they were there all the time. And maybe this could happen with the Dodgers. And if it doesn't happen, the other argument is the Dodgers, we've been complaining about the Dodgers and their payroll for years, and they haven't been able to get it done. You know I'm a baseball guy. Yeah. Everybody calls football the ultimate team sport. But I think that, if anything, baseball is a very close second. And because of that, that's why the Dodgers continue to spend money, because they can't get it done.
Right.
It's laughable that the Dodgers have already the crazy payroll, either the Dodgers or the Mets. The Mets' highest payroll, they didn't even make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know the Padres are up there too, and the Dodgers, they go on to lose. And little old Arizona Diamondbacks go to the World Series. And they beat the Phillies, who also very high on that payroll. So I think everybody is freaking out. I think Giants fans are also mad that Yamamoto, you didn't get Yamamoto or Shohei. But I don't think this is going to ruin baseball. This is not basketball. This is not, people are saying it's the same as KD to the Warriors. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Five guys on a court playing basketball is not the same as a guy who pitches once every 4 or 5 days. And I know they have a great... They have a great rotation, but a guy that pitches every 5 days and a guy that hits and Shohei can't even pitch right now, so I don't think it's the same as KD going to the Warriors at all.
I think you're right from the on-field perspective, mm-hmm. but I think the narrative perspective is where it turns to more of the KD Warriors, because while yes, the NBA would argue that was their most watched finals, was the KD Warriors versus the Cavs. I don't think it was good for the health of the NBA. I think a lot of people then viewed the regular season as pointless, a pointless exercise that was just going to lead to an inevitability of those two teams making the finals. And, you know, I just think in the long run, it's not going to be good. I think, yes, you do get the big bad back out there, but it's not fun if the big bad wins every single year.
But I don't think that'll happen.
We just don't know.
We don't know.
I think it doesn't help from a sport that already had bad PR and low, you know, low, I don't know what you would call it. I mean, like, your general audience watchability was already pretty low.
Engagement? Like,
yeah, I just think this doesn't help that. It's not going to help bring people in. That's for sure. I mean, you might get people to turn into this spectacle that is a Dodger game, but it doesn't help you fall in love with the sport anymore. I don't think, unless another team rises up as a potential, combatant of them, I don't think it's helpful, because I think what helped the Warriors be able to not ruin basketball during that time is there was a formidable opponent in the Cleveland Cavs. If there's
Rockets
nobody,
too. Yeah,
the Rockets to an extent too, that ended up being a rival, but I don't think people expected them to be one. You need teams like that to emerge as well. Like if the Braves can continue to have the success that they had last year and look like they could maybe realistically give them a run. Also, I mean, a big problem with baseball has been, or at least with the last couple, like, you're not getting that Braves-Dodgers matchup last year.
Well, that's,
like,
the problem.
You need to get that matchup to maximize the watchables.
Get the Phillies. Get somebody.
Get somebody.
No offense, Arizona. Yeah. No offense, Arizona.
I mean, slight offense, because I'm not tuning in to watch the Diamondbacks. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just not. Like, I'm a casual baseball viewer, if even that, and you're not going to get me to tune in to a Dodger game unless I know that they're playing an opponent that at least gives them a challenge.
We'll see. Well, you know, it doesn't.
This
maybe
doesn't do
not...
anything for the Dodgers Giants rivalry. That's for
no,
like
well,
it,
no,
it tanks.
Well, no,
I just mean like in terms of yeah, like in terms of Dodgers playing your everyday run of the mill team. It's just it's going to be bad for Dodgers versus whatever, you know, all but 2 to 3 teams in the league.
Yeah, I don't think it's KD to the Warriors, but it might be LeBron to the Heat. I could agree with that. More so.
I think they're both the same in their own
now
ways.
Now that is a conversation for a different day. All right, got to get to a break. Steven, we see you. We'll get to you right after this quick commercial break. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Injury report for you. JaVale McGee, questionable with a wrist. You have Malik Monk, also questionable with a foot. I believe Frankie Cardicelli told us he did not practice yesterday. He did not practice yesterday. And from the Suns side, Yusuf Nurkic is out. It says personal from what I'm reading.
Yes.
So Yusuf Nurkic is out as well. Having a conversation about baseball on the text line 916-339-1140. Not a fan of baseball, but I just don't understand it. Guaranteed contracts, no salary cap, 162 games with one of the worst viewing audiences of all professional sports. Make it make sense. Baseball is the old Wild West. Nick from the know. Yeah, that's a good point, Nick. I mean, we talked in the crossover about the amount of games. They're not going to get rid of them because of TV deals and TV money.
Yeah.
I wish they would, but they're just not going to. I remember that COVID season being wildly entertaining. Every game mattered, and I know baseball purists just wanted to vomit just watching the games, but I loved it. And I guess I'm a new age. There's old media, new media.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a new.
You're a new age baseball fan.
I'm a purist.
You came up with
right.
old
it's,
baseball.
You know, I like bat flips, and I'd love for them to chop 62 games off of the schedule. 916-339-1140, and of course, all guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Let's go to our guy, Steven, who wants to be part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? Happy holidays. What you got for us?
Happy holidays to the both of you. I'm literally calling just to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. That's all I'm calling for.
Thank
I hope you.
You
guys have a happy holiday. Alan, you are a new dad. When you talk about your experiences and everything, it just takes me back to when I had my son. My son's a year and a half now, or will be on January 13th. And, man, just listening to you go through all your trials and tribulations of doing I'm just doing the solids, and dude, man. you're going through the learning experiences, and man, it resonates with me. I miss those days. Cherish every single freaking moment, because dude, he's already my son Grayson is already a year and a half, and I can't believe it. It's gone by so fast, Alan. This is the first Christmas. You cherish it. You take all the pictures that you want. You go and do all the corny things. You go do the Santa thing.
We did.
You go to the Fast 40s. You do all that. You take advantage of it, man. Chris, same to you. I hope you end up popping one out here pretty soon, because there's nothing more magical.
Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me, Steven. Come on.
There's nothing more magical, more beautiful than sharing that first holiday with your child. You know what I'm saying? With your spawn. So, you guys, Simone, same to you. Big shout out to you, everybody there.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have a really Merry Christmas and a happy holiday and a happy New Year. You guys.
Thank you, Steven. Appreciate
Thank you, Steven. You same too, to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I'm going to enjoy my good night's sleep for now.
You should. Yeah. You should. Or you get lucky like me. And my kid sleeps pretty good.
Wow.
I saw JTA. JTA was happy.
Right.
He had a son recently, and his son slept 7 hours, and it was a huge thing. JTA was
I saw he tweeted about it. He said,
progress, progress. So shout out to JTA, and thank you again to Steven.
Yeah, thanks, Steven.
A P1 listener, of course. Yeah, man. I mean, the baseball thing, it is what it is. We'll get into some of these viewing numbers later. I will say this. Dave brought up Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
Baseball don't got to worry about Major League Soccer yet.
No.
And I'm just saying that based on the viewing numbers per game that we will get into later in the show. Don't got to worry about it yet, but if they keep messing around, they just might have to.
Did you guys see that the World Cup is going to be on Netflix? They're doing a special about it from last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the Women's World Cup one?
No.
No, the one that Messi won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing a docu.
They must
like
have been recording the whole time, and now they're going to put out like a Last Dance type
kinda like,
of deal.
Kind of like, yeah.
People love
full
that
swing.
Stuff. People love
I do.
That stuff.
I love full
swing. Oh, it's going to be like
I love
full
the
swing?
Formula One.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how extensive or how many weeks or if it's just,
But if it's in the same style as that, then that's going to be crazy quality. Yeah.
Is Netflix the new HBO? Max.
No, I don't think so. I think Max still kind of has.
Really?
Yeah, because Max will always put their premium content. Netflix still does we're going to release 150,000 things, and then we're going to try and have those four of those things just really stick out and have 15 of them just try and be like surprise. Oh my gosh, we didn't expect Squid Games to be that big, you know?
Right. Hopefully we hit on something.
Exactly. I think HBO is a little bit more selective, and it's meant to be a little bit more like a, hey, you come here because you know if you put something on here, it's going to be quality. Netflix, you can put on a, you know, I don't know, the Tobey Maguire featuring.
Careful.
Shia LaBeouf and I don't know.
Why are you coming at all my guys?
I'm just saying a bunch of random
today.
Actors and Lindsay Lohan starring in a Christmas movie or something. It's like, that's where you can go to Netflix. That's never happening on Max.
That's fair. Careful now, because Max, when they're buying, there's a lot of purchasing shows and movies, things like that. But I would agree, it's probably, if we're looking at this like brands, if you're saying HBO / Max is Nike.
Yeah, I would say
Netflix
it's like,
is Adidas.
I would say it's like Max is like Frank Ocean and Netflix is like Drake. Where it's like Max is only they're not releasing things all the time, but when they're dropping. And Netflix is just like, hey man, we gotta drop stuff. We're just gonna keep putting content out there. We can make hits.
But when Netflix is doing their premium content, I think right now it's above the Hulus and the Amazon Primes.
Yeah, I would put it above those two.
A lot of everyone.
I don't know. Amazon Prime's got some hits too.
But they all the Apple TVs, but most of them
Apple
only
TV's
have
terrible.
one to five.
Yeah.
Right. Netflix is better than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they got the most money. That's
I think because Hulu, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Okay, Hulu has a couple.
Yeah. Hulu's more
they
focused
all have
on
a
getting
couple.
The TV the shows,
bear.
Like, yeah, over.
The Bear.
Because they have the FX thing.
They have the FX deal. Yep, so I was huge. Too. I was huge on. You watch it. Do you like Scary? We were too early on to really do the whole Halloween thing, but I was big on American Horror Story.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, there's a new season that's out that's it's okay.
Is it?
The first half
it's
is okay.
Mid.
Is
yeah. it? I didn't, okay. I fell off.
It's okay.
Now, I'm more of a purist when it comes to American Horror Story.
The first season's great. There's the freak show.
Freak
was
show.
Great.
Coven was another
Coven
great
was
one.
Coven was awesome.
Yeah.
All
right. I'll give it a try.
Pretty decent.
I'll give it a try. Yeah. Last season was a weird one, so I kind of fell off.
Yeah. I mean, they're always hits and misses with American Horror Story. Yeah, they're super on.
And you know, with the kid, I got limited time. I don't have time to miss.
Yeah,
here.
you gotta stick to that that max quality. Hey, like if I'm gonna throw your time into something, you know, you gotta make sure it's gonna be good.
You know, or I'm going to be visibly upset. All right, gotta get to a break. Scooter, we see you. Hang on, we will get to you right after the break. We're also gonna talk about Becky Hammon, head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, who had some things to say about Zants. Yes, she is talking about Jalen Brunson and shorter players in the NBA not being able to be the best player on your team. If you want to win a championship, if you want a parade, get yourself a vert. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.